Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, Love Shack, yeah, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta highway, looking for the love getaway, headed for the love getaway.
I got me a car.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. It is starting to, it's still chilly. You're leaving the house right now. It's chilly, 38 degrees. Going to be a high in the low 50s today, briefly. It's going to take a while to get there. It's going to be mostly in the 40s today. And then no sooner hits like 52, 53 degrees, and it immediately starts to cool down again for the overnight coolness, which should be in the low 40s. And then tomorrow's high will be, once again, a little chilly tomorrow, but then we'll slowly start to warm up after that. Clear day today, though. No rain or anything like that, so that should be nice overall. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. It's St. Patrick's Day today. You got to be wearing the green. I always forget. I'm never good with the St. Patrick's Day thing. I'm not a big beer drinker, and it seems like to me as an adult, the only people who really seemingly are big into celebrating St. Patrick's Day are beer drinkers, people who want to do pub crawls and stuff, right? Is it or is that just me? John, what do you think?
I think that might just be you.
Really?
To be honest.
All right. So how do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day then? Is it a holiday you look forward to?
Well, I think my fiance looks more forward to it than I do, but she made sure I wore green today.
Okay, so she made sure you wore the green.
Yes.
All right. I mean, when I was a kid, it was a big deal. Like you got to wear green,
or you get
a kid and stuff. But
yeah,
otherwise you're gonna get pinched. But nowadays, you know, HR departments get involved. So
oh, that's assault.
No pinching.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I've just, as an adult, I've just never been, I'll forget. It's St. Patrick's Day today. Okay. All right. Nothing changes for me. I don't have a special meal. I don't, you know, maybe I'll wear green, but most of the time I even forget that. So, but the people I know who like look forward to St. Patrick's Day are pub crawl type people. They're like, yes, it's St. Patrick's Day. Let's go pub crawl.
You may be right on that one. Some of the people I know.
I just say, in general, that's the people that I see who are adults who celebrate St. Patrick's Day, who look forward to the holiday of St. Patrick's Day. That's just the way they do it. Now, here's some hits about St. Patrick's Day. Is it St. Patty's Day with two T's or two D's? Apparently, they're not completely interchangeable. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, St. Patty's Day with two D's is generally considered more accurate. The reason? Because the name Patrick is traditionally spelled, was traditionally spelled Padraig, P-A-D-R-A-I-G. That's where the name Patrick came from. So since it was spelled with a P-A-D, Patty would be short for that. Also, P-A-T-T-Y is short for Patricia. So that's okay. All right. Interesting. Wallet Hub has the list of the best cities for St. Patrick's Day celebrations. I was looking at the list trying to see if there's any here in Florida that made like the top 25, 30. Yeah. Tampa. Tampa's the 25th. 25th on the list. Now, the top cities for St. Patrick's Day celebrations, Boston. Not really a big surprise there. Number two through five did surprise me. Because I figured number two would be Chicago because they got the Green River you know, I don't know. It's just the one I know. Well, Boston is number one. Number two is Reno, Nevada for best St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Number three is Savannah, Georgia. Number four, Overland Park, Kansas. And then number five was Henderson, Nevada, which is like a suburb of Vegas area. And what? All right. I did not expect that. I would not have thought those. I mean, they must have some really good parades or something going on, or pageantries, or pub crawls. I don't know. So I thought that was interesting, though. By the way, on the list, they don't have Pensacola, but closest to us is Mobile, and Mobile is 85th overall for best St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Tallahassee, 82nd. So that just to give a little bit closer right there. All right, it is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Got a text says, what a superficial way to look at the holiday. It's a superficial holiday to me. I don't know what to tell you. To me, it is a superficial holiday. Oh, but it's honoring the patron saint of St. Patrick. I'm not Catholic. I don't do that. So it's a superficial holiday. It's a day you wear green and people go get drunk. And I don't understand. What else do you do for the holiday? If it's not superficial, what do you do on the holiday that makes it not superficial? I would love to know, actually. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives of John Pickens.
That's right. We just had an accident that just happened at Pace and Garden. Thank you for the tip on that one. That's the only wreck I'm seeing that's going to slow you down. I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone, experiencing about a four-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So we mentioned that Chicago has the Green River. You know, they make the river bright green. I've not seen it in person, but I've seen lots of photos of it. That is one thing I do want to see. I want to go up there one time and see it in person. Just it seems mesmerizing to me. Well, a lot of people dye their rivers now for St. Patrick's Day, a lot of municipalities. Chicago was the first to do it, though. Back in 1962, they used 60 pounds of green dye in order to make it happen. Oh, pretty cool. Today, by the way, is also National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day, if you're into that. But I guess it kind of matches that way. And then you can, there's a lot of different places online. You can see that there's a lot of different St. Patrick's Day deals today that you can get. A lot of them are through different apps like Krispy Kreme, I think, gives away a free green glazed donut or something like that if you wear green, but I think you have to get it through the app. Shamrock Shake from McDonald's, they have a deal on that of some sort. There's all kinds of different deals that you can get, food deals today if you'd want. So got a text here that says, yes, St. Patrick's Day reminds me of Valentine's Day. It is a superficial holiday. See, that's what I thought too. But apparently I'm being told that I have a negative connotation to it. I don't have a negative connotation to it. I'm just saying it's not one I celebrate. I'm Irish Catholic. I did the McGuire's 5K, and I had corned beef and cabbage this week. I get a pass on wearing green today. You still don't get a pass on wearing green, though. Like, especially if you have kids. They're like, that's the one thing I realized. The kids don't let you up on it. It's still important for kids for you to wear the green. So, but yes, you did all the other stuff, though. Had corned beef and cabbage, McGuire's 5K, and Irish Catholic. That's fantastic. All right, it is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Florida legislative session happened, wrapped up. We're going to have a special session when it comes to the budget. Nearly 2,000 bills were filed during the 2026 session, but only 235 of them passed. So we talked about that a little bit last hour. Some of the ones that didn't pass that they were hoping to get some stuff done with, property tax relief, and what was the other one? Driver's license privacy bill. That did not pass. Of course, the Florida legislature meets for 60 days at the beginning of the year every year. We're going to have, they didn't reach an agreement on the budget when it came to the House and the Senate. So there will be a special session in April, to deal with that. The, Florida's rapid population growth that we've been having pretty much since COVID. Actually, we weren't even having it before that. I mean, before COVID, Florida was growing 300,000 people a year. And then after COVID, it just picked it up even more. So because of that, it's intensified pressure on schools, infrastructure, and housing. Lawmakers also debated regulation of AI data centers. there's some municipalities and cities that have been trying to go ahead and authorize and approve AI data centers. Yet the concern is how much energy and water usage these data centers use. And because that will put a strain on our energy infrastructure. A Senate proposal for an AI bill of rights failed to pass the House. That will probably come back in the future. I was following that bill. It was very interesting because the idea, the concept of it was, if you use AI for whatever, how much of that intellectual property do you actually own? And so it was an AI bill of rights they're trying to come up with. I thought it was fascinating. I'm sure that'll come back up again. Education policy discussions included oversight of Florida's rapidly expanding school voucher program. School vouchers have grown so quickly, lawmakers are trying to figure out how to follow the funding between, you know, students and the schools that they go to. And but so overall, a lot of these issues are going to come back up in the 2027 session. But a lot of lawmakers describe the session as lots of ideas, but limited consensus, which actually is kind of the way it is almost every year, actually, to be honest. One of the bills particularly that Governor DeSantis had a concern with was the failed bill for what he called the Medical Freedom Bill. The proposal would have expanded vaccine exemptions for students, giving parents more flexibility to opt their children out of school vaccination requirements. Governor DeSantis called it a priority for protecting parental rights and medical choice. So he was upset that it did not get passed. He did recommend it, probably, or suggested it should come up again for future legislative sessions. But of course, he will not be the governor after that. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, go ahead and give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We're talking about how do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and I was saying I feel like this is kind of a superficial holiday, and somebody else said you have a very superficial way of looking at the holiday. I'm like, it's because it's a superficial holiday to me. The only adults I know who really get excited about St. Patrick's Day are adults who like to do pub crawls, and I'm not one of those, so to me it's like there's nothing to do on St. Patrick's Day. Here's a text. Text says, each person you meet, you have to say top of the morning, then Mr. or Mrs., and then put an O in front of their last name. Top of the morning, O Rossi. Top of the morning, O Pickens. Oh, I like it. All right. What's it say? What a great St. Patrick's Day. Surprised to hear you on the. Oh, thanks, man. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News. Coming up here next, we will got an update when it comes to. From the newsroom. We'll get an update from the newsroom, but also I'll have an update on the Iranian war and a shortage that could be affecting us. That's not oil. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's strength for life.
What is your spiritual blood type? Physically speaking, there are four principal blood types: type A, type B, type AB, and type O. And in case of a physical emergency, it's important that you know what your blood type is. However, in case of a spiritual emergency known as sin, death, and hell, it is important that you know what your spiritual blood type is. The hymn writer famously said, "What can wash away my sins?" The answer? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus' blood is an atoning blood. It is an incorruptible blood. It is a precious blood, and it is the only blood that God the Father accepts as a sufficient payment for our sin emergency. So are you covered by the blood of Jesus? If not, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Call upon Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
So if your child is having trouble with math, or maybe not even having trouble, but just you know they could do better, they know they could do better. Maybe there was a teacher that just didn't quite teach it the way they understood, or, you know, maybe they did all right, but they feel like, you know, obviously thriving is the ideal. Mathnasium is the place. I'm a big fan of Mathnasium. Our two dear friends own it. My son taught there for a year. The basic idea is, every child is a little different. Every child gains or doesn't gain the certain skills that they need at certain times. Maybe the way they're learning math in school doesn't fit their learning style, isn't the way you learn it, so you can't make up the gap. Whatever the case may be, every child can be good at math, can find math fun and enjoyable. We just need to identify which pieces are missing and then teach to that in a very carefully tailored, you know, kind of small setting that's meant to be for that child's benefit. The way it starts is you just go in for a free assessment. You stop by Mathnasium, they take a real quick test, and they find out what is it that the kid knows, doesn't know how well, and so forth, and then figure out a plan to solve it. That's it. So simple. Mathnasium, located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, inviting you to Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. It'll be April the 11th at Five Flags Speedway. This event will have a car show beginning at 7:30 until 9:30. At 10 o'clock, the gates will open. At 11 o'clock, we'll serve crawfish plates from Cubs Crawfish. We'll have hamburgers and hot dog plates. We'll have balloon animals, games, face painting, and more for the kids. All proceeds for this event will benefit the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation and their mission to support the heroes of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, April the 11th.
You ever look at your bank account and think, okay, that could be better? Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes
dang it.
To me.
I'm wanting to keep singing along with this song, but we're already running late for traffic on the 5, so I guess we'll have to. I just want to keep listening to that. I haven't heard that song in a long time. Beautiful. All right, let's get traffic on the 5. It's John Pickens right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
That's right. Just one accident right now. Let's see here. I-110 southbound right around mile marker number 3. We've got a partial roadblock associated with that one, and that's causing some backups there. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Expect about an 8-minute delay through that construction zone. And Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, about a 7-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. So the Iranian war, I'm Bobby Rossi, by the way, filling in for Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. Andrew will be back next week. The Iranian war could cause a global shortage of, no, not oil. We've been talking about oil. Helium. Yeah, apparently 30% of the world's helium supply comes from the Middle East. And I know what you're thinking, like, okay, so we can't have balloons for birthday parties? No. Helium is essential for MRI machines, semiconductor manufacturing, and rocket launches. It's also used in fiber optic cable production and enhanced scientific research. So the disruptions of the in the Persian Gulf, particularly the Strait of Hormuz, could delay shipments worldwide. Now, we've had helium shortages before in 2012 and 2019. The United States once maintained a strategic helium reserve, but we've sold off most of that now. So, because helium escapes all the way to space, once it's released, it can't be replaced. So, it's one of those commodities that's very valuable and needs to be preserved. And 30% of the world's helium supply comes from the Middle East, goes through the Strait of Hormuz, and so the Iranian war could cause a global helium shortage. Very interesting right there. Let's go over to our newsroom, get an update from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. Steve, what's up?
Well, as the war in Iran continues, the number of wounded U.S. service members is on the rise. A spokesperson for the U.S. Central Command said approximately 200 injuries have occurred so far, but the vast majority have been minor. 13 fatalities have been confirmed since the start of Operation Epic Fury. Israel is claiming to have killed Iran's top security chief. Israel's defense minister announced that Ali Larijani, the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, has been eliminated. He was seen as a close ally of the late Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who was killed when U.S. and Israeli forces first struck Iran back on the 28th of last month. And March Madness games begin today in Dayton. The NCAA tournament tips off with a pair of first four matchups. UMBC and Howard battle for the 16th seed in the South region. The winner of that will play number one Florida in the first round. And that's what's happening.
Thank you very much. Coming up at the end of this hour, about 7:55, I've got a story pertaining to March Madness brackets and a trick that a lot of people are doing pertaining to those. So we'll talk about that then. Going back to the Iranian war, we talked about the Iranian war could cause a shortage of helium, the helium global helium supply. But here's something that's very interesting. We're seeing Iran use drones to attack ships and other areas close by. Small drones have become cheap and widely used in modern conflicts. They can be used for surveillance, attacks, and, of course, delivering explosives. Traditional missile defense systems are expensive to use against such small drones, and they're harder to target. So, laser weapons can provide a lower-cost way to destroy the drones. That's right. Several countries are now testing directed energy weapons to shoot down drones with lasers. That's freaking awesome. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. Israeli strikes eliminated a pair of top Iranian officials.
Ali Larijani is dead, according to Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz. Larijani was seen as the de facto leader of Iran. In the aftermath of those opening strikes in Operation Epic Fury, there was a separate strike overnight. Fox News can report a top besieged commander by the name of Gholam Reza Soleimani was killed.
Fox's Trey Yanks, air travel dices, the spending squabble rolls saw with Democrats refusing to fund DHS.
The impasse hitting morale among TSA workers. They missed their first full paycheck last week. TSA union leaders say many employees are coping with eviction notices, car repossessions, and overdrawn bank accounts.
That's Fox's Madam Rivera reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 right now, 34 degrees and sunny. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. That reported bomb threat at the AMC movie theater in Destin Commons Sunday turned out to be a hoax classified by the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office as a swatting call. Authorities received that report about 11:30 a.m. claiming the pipe bomb was in a bathroom, prompting an immediate evacuation of the area. Deputies deployed drones and some canine units and specialized teams to search the scene, clearing it within hours. Sheriff Eric Aiden emphasized no device was found and the threat was not credible, but such calls are taken extremely seriously due to the potential danger.
We believe this was a coordinated effort to create mass chaos. Sometimes it is a joke, but in the sense of it's a juvenile or something, but it still creates chaos.
He noted similar threats occurred across Florida on Sunday, including in Polk and Sarasota counties. The sheriff's office there is collaborating with the FBI to identify the caller who referenced the Islamic State and demands for U.S. troops to leave Iraq and Nigeria. A Pensacola man faces up to 40 years in prison after pleading guilty to an arson charge stemming from an explosive detonated during a motorcycle gang confrontation in Fort Walton Beach. 42-year-old Gregory Simons Jr., he set off an explosive in the parking lot of the Emerald Coast Harley-Davidson on Beale Parkway back in February of 2025 during an altercation involving the Pagans Motorcycle Club. The blast damaged a neighboring Jimmy John's and injured an employee. Officers who stopped Simons found four more explosive devices, two guns, and narcotics in his car, along with an Outlaws Motorcycle Club vest. A search of his home turned up additional explosives and materials used to make and sell them. Sentencing is set for June the 30th. Airports across America are seeing longer wait times and fewer TSA workers. The partial government shutdown has pushed at least 300 TSA agents to quit their jobs. That's according to new reports.
You have the TSA folks that aren't getting paid.
Pensacola International Airport Director Matt Coughlin. This is the third time in nearly 6 months the agents are expected to work without a paycheck. And yesterday, the wait time for TSA at Pensacola International Airport was about 30 minutes. Unlike other locations, the TSA at Pensacola International is fully staffed.
I think it's a sense of community they live in, and they feel dedicated to their job and their mission, and they do a great job.
And checking the departures right now, looking at it, I'm scrolling down, and I see, looks like I see four cancellations and three delays. For arrivals, I see four delays and two cancellations. And let's check the forecast for Channel 3 to see if this cold weather is going to hang around.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Chilly start to your day today with temperatures warming up this afternoon near 55 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 37. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 59. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 44. Heading into Thursday, sunny skies, high near 68 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 53. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, let's check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA. They're making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available. Download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you. See, and if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expecting about a 7-minute construction delay. And Highway 29 southbound, just south of 9 Mile Road, experience about an 8-minute delay. And Highway 90 coming into Pensacola, about a 7-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks, John. Right now, sunny and at 34 degrees, still chilly in Pensacola, 35 in Gulf Breeze, and 32 in Milton at 7:35. Next news is at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Cat Country 98.7 Spring Jam 2026, Sunday, March 22nd, on the beach behind Juana's Pagodas and Sailor's Grill in Navarre. Enjoy the sun, sand, and low cash. With special guests Preston Cooper and John Morgan, with proceeds benefiting the Santa Rosa Kids House. Buy your tickets only at catcountry987.com.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You don't need someone yelling at you.
You just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say their quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 39 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to warm up to about 52. Not really warm, but it's going to get warmer than what it is now. And then no sooner it gets about 52, 53, and it'll drop from there. Tomorrow will be warmer than today, though, and then it'll start to warm up to be in the low 70s by this weekend, maybe even close to 80 degrees by Monday. There, if you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So it is St. Patrick's Day. Today in history, back March 17th in 461 AD is when St. Patrick passed away. The patron saint of Ireland wasn't even born Irish. He was actually a kidnapped slave from Britain. Wow. The very first St. Patrick's Day parade was held right here in Florida St. Augustine, Florida, back in 1601. In 1775, today in history, is when the Cherokee sold what went on to become the state of Kentucky. They sold it for 10,000 British pounds. Back in 1898, Irish-born John Holland invented the modern submarine for the U.S. military. His sub submerged off of Staten Island, New York, for 3 hours. Back in March 17th in 1959 was when the 14th Dalai Lama fled Tibet. In 1969, Golden Meir, a girl from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who dreamed of becoming a high school teacher, actually took office as Israel's fourth prime minister and the very first female prime minister. Today in history was when the very first POWs were released from Vietnam back in 1973. In 1992, South Africa ended apartheid. A lot of big things happened on St. Patrick's Day. And then 1995, today in history, the first vaccine for the chickenpox was approved in the United States. And then in 2000, today was the day that Aaron Brockovich was released, the movie starring Julia Roberts in the true story of the legal secretary who pursues the class action lawsuit against PG&E for groundwater contamination in California. So those are some of the things that happened today in history on St. Patrick's Day. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So President Trump is drawing attention. First, the ouster of Nicolas Maduro down in Venezuela, now Iran, and next, could it be Cuba? The president said that he made comments suggesting the United States could potentially negotiate with Cuba, but also said he might have the, quote, honor of taking Cuba, end quote. Yeah, so remarks have sparked debate over whether he was referring to diplomacy, economic influence, or being a little bit more aggressive. He says talks could happen if the Cuban government makes meaningful changes on political freedom and human rights. Trump said negotiations would require major concessions from the Cuban government. The Obama administration is the one that reopened diplomatic ties with Cuba back in 2015. Trump later reversed several of those policies and tightened sanctions again. The United States still maintains a longstanding economic embargo against Cuba, but most people, a lot of analysts think it's just political rhetoric. However, you know, Cuba, I don't know if you heard the news from Fox News there, they're basically under a blackout right now with no power. And so they're dealing with a lot of that becomes the impetus of civil unrest if you don't have power for too long. So we'll have to see with that. Supporters argue diplomacy could improve conditions for Cuban citizens. Critics worry that it could strengthen the Cuban government without reforms. Negotiations, so we'll have to see what happens with that. But that's kind of one of the things that's going on with the Trump administration, bringing up Cuba recently as well. Then let me share this here with you. For the first time in history of Major League Baseball, the 2025 season began and ended abroad. The season started in Tokyo and ended in Toronto. Yeah, so the green computer code in the Matrix movies, it's not nonsense. It's actually real code, and it's a bunch of sushi recipes.
Are you serious?
Yep, sushi recipes. Now I want to know what the sushi recipes are, though.
Exactly.
Right? That's the thing. Got to know that. Due to the fact that they spend the majority of their lives on sea ice, polar bears are actually classified as marine mammals, like dolphins, seals, and whales, since they mostly live on sea ice. Interesting. The Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters, the big giant Marshmallow Man, can make 300 million s'mores, in case you were interested. So, yeah, that's a very important tidbit, I'm sure. Rising interest rates. Back to more real news. Rising interest rates, as well as many other things, are making car ownership more expensive, and people are veering away from buying new cars. So monthly payments for new cars now has hit record levels. The average price of a new vehicle has climbed to over $50,000 in recent years. That actually surprises me. I did not. If you just asked me off the cuff, like, what's the average price of a brand new car today? I'd probably been like $30,000-$35,000. And to me, that would have been expensive. And instead, it's $50,000. So the reason that the cars have gotten more expensive is obviously materials, inflation, you know, inflation of material costs. There is some tariff impact on new cars as well because of different parts and things. And more than the car being imported, it's the parts to build different vehicles. And then, of course, inflation costs causing it. But then you've also got a problem with insurance going up dramatically. So car insurance is going up dramatically. So not only is the car more expensive, insurance is more expensive. With all of that being done, monthly payments are over $1,000 a month for many new car buyers. Higher interest rates make auto loans more expensive as well. So when you got insurance, repair costs, the actual car payment itself, high interest rates, people are just starting to veer away from new cars. So we're starting to see more and more people going buying used cars instead of new cars. Their automakers are actually focusing on building more larger SUVs and trucks because it's more profitable for them. There's fewer entry-level cars under $20,000 being produced today than just about any time before. Wow. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Just one accident on the books right now. It just happened to Pace and Garden Street. We're seeing some minor delays associated with that. Thank you for the tip. And also I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 experienced about a 7-minute construction delay. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Tesla, speaking of vehicles, Tesla has had one of the most loyal online fan bases in tech for years. So much so that many critics call them kind of a cult, where they just defend the company no matter what, the Tesla cult. Well, apparently the cult is getting a little bit rocky. Members are leaving the cult, per se. Influencers are upset about changes to Tesla's full self-driving program. Others not really wanting to be associated with Elon Musk and his controversial public behavior and his politics. And so many of the critics are starting to come out and say, look, they like the Tesla vehicle still, but they don't like the company's messaging and obviously the personnel involved with the company. So the debate shows how influential online tech personalities have become in shaping brand perception. And that's, I was actually talking to somebody about that recently, about, I can't remember what product line his business deals with, but he was saying he feels that it's more effective now for him to try to go get influencers to promote or to talk about his brand than it is to even spend advertising anymore. You know, digital advertising, traditional advertising, or whatever. He was like, for his particular company, he was like, influencers is like the best thing I can do. And I'm like, that's kind of wild. That's where we are nowadays. Like that influencers now has so much influence on public perception and buying behavior. Kind of crazy. Speaking of buying behavior, this one cracks me up. A Minnesota County is offering a historic bridge for sale. It's the Gold Mine Bridge. It was built in 1903. It spans the Zumbro River in Minnesota. The bridge is considered historically significant, but it's no longer safe for regular traffic, so they're selling it for $1. That's right. If you want to own your very own bridge, it's just $1. Oh, but there's a catch. It does need to be like, it can't be used for regular traffic. So they want it to be demolished or removed so they can build a safer bridge. So the new buyer who pays for it for $1 will have to dismantle and relocate it themselves, which could cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not even more. But apparently, there's been many people who've taken historic bridges and they have relocated them to parks, trails, and other pedestrian crossing areas because they can still be used for that even if they're not okay for vehicle crossing. They're okay for parks, trails, and pedestrian crossings. So, hey, maybe somebody out there is willing to pay a buck in order to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to remove the bridge and put it elsewhere. Yeah, there might be somebody. You never know. One last story here before we get a break. And if you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. The U.S. State Department has dramatically reduced the fee Americans must pay to renounce your citizenship. Wait, what? I didn't know you needed to pay a fee to renounce your citizenship in the first place. Yeah, apparently since 2015, that fee has been $2,350. That's right. If you didn't want to be a citizen anymore, you want to renounce your citizenship, you would have to pay $2,350 to the U.S. government to do so. The government raised the original price to cover administrative costs. This, by the way, this fee's only been in existence since 2010. And they raised the price in 2015 to cover administrative costs. Renouncing your citizenship requires an in-person meeting with a U.S. consular officer. You must sign documents confirming you understand the legal consequences, such as losing the right to vote, losing the right to live and work in the U.S. as a citizen. You'll have to get a work visa or something like that if you want to do so. Some people affected, though, who are wanting to cancel their, you know, renounce their citizenship, are called accidental Americans. They were born in the United States, therefore a citizen, but they grew up abroad and never really had anything associated with the United States, so they want to renounce their U.S. citizenship, and we're going to have to pay $2,350 to do so. That fee has now been reduced down to $450. Still kind of a hefty fee, but there you go. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, weighing in for filling in for Andrew here. There's a text about, I don't follow influencers, nor do I care what they promote. Yeah, I don't. Apparently, it's becoming a bigger and bigger thing, though. Maybe it's our generation. Maybe the older generation, we're just like, nah, I don't care what some influencer has to say. Maybe it's a younger generation thing that's influenced by influencers. I don't know. But I do know that influencers are making more and more money all the time promoting products, services, and things like that. And like I said, I was talking to this business owner, and he was like, I think I'd be better off going with influencer than, you know, have influencers promote my products than spending traditional advertising. So the perception is, at least, that it works. So it may not work for you or me, but it's working for somebody. All right, let's get a quick break. When we come back here on Pensacola Morning News, we're going to be covering the Trump administration. We're going to cover AI. There's a very interesting story that pertains to AI and March Madness. That's coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Terry Village Shashati, former commanding officer of Naval Air Station Pensacola, and I wanted to personally invite you all to join us on May 8th for the second annual Pensacola Navy Days Golf Tournament presented by Astro Lincoln. It's going to be held on board Naval Air Station Pensacola at the historic A.C. Reed Golf Course. There's going to be some great giveaways, contests throughout the course, and we're going to finish up the day with an awesome award ceremony. So to find out more, go on PensacolaNavyDays.org and click on the events page. Come on out and support Pensacola Navy Days and our incredible military community.
If you're like me, you put off big decisions and big purchases because a lot of times they're kind of annoying to have to make. And when it comes to buying that next vehicle, you have the problems of it's going to probably cost you money, and you don't love that. It's not too awful what you're dealing with right now. And when it comes to used car places, you're like, oh, man, these people. I understand. I have been to a lot of different used car places, and I'll tell you that generally the feeling is icky. You know, you don't enjoy it, and you feel like, I don't like this process, the haggling back and forth, the feeling when you get done, like, I don't know if I got taken advantage of or not. Okay, well, that's why I like Frontier. We had such a great experience there when we bought our Honda Odyssey that I wanted to do ads for them. Literally, I came back and told my sales manager, they're great. I want to promote them because they do it right. They make you feel good. They do it on your terms, at your pace with, you know, if you want attention, great. If you want to be left alone, great. If you want to talk about a price, great. Here's the sheet, all the numbers. And bottom line, out-the-door pricing is all you ever talk about with good quality used cars. And they just take care of you, and they make you want to come back again. That's what's different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Let's go Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. I got a text here. I'm the older generation as well, baby boomer, so influencers don't impress me. That's how I am as well. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still dealing, it's in the wrap-up stages of that accident at Pace and Garden, seeing just some minor delays associated with that. I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29 exit, seeing about a seven-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
The Trump administration is looking to expand AI exports. That's right, artificial intelligence technology. The Commerce Department is seeking proposals from companies to export full AI systems. The goal is to strengthen partnerships with U.S. allies and counter China's AI influence. Now, AI systems include chips, software, training modules, and data infrastructure. Companies have 90 days to submit proposals. The plan could create a new category for AI diplomacy. Critics worry expanding advanced AI could spread powerful technologies too fast. Supporters argue, though, that the United States must lead before China dominates global AI markets. Speaking of AI, that's what people are using to fill out their March Madness brackets. That's right. March Madness games start today with the play-in tournament for four teams. People are filling out their brackets using AI models. AI models can analyze team stats, injuries, historical tournament data, and betting lines. Some AI tools will even simulate the tournament thousands of times to generate predictions. Now, experts warn, though, AI can't deal with human factors, right? Like injuries, momentum, coaching decisions, mistakes, things like that. But, yeah, there you go. Office bracket pools, they're a $10 billion informal gambling ecosystem, by the way. Some leagues are already debating whether AI-assisted brackets should count as cheating. AI is getting involved with everything now, even your March Madness bracket. Speaking of which, OpenAI, under a little bit of a scrutiny right now, they're considering launching an adult mode for ChatGPT. That's right. This proposed feature would allow erotic text conversations, but not explicit images nor video. The system would require age verification for adult users. Of course, advisors raise concerns about mental health risks and, this is the big one, emotional dependency. I was thinking about this. I was like, yeah, are you kidding me? We're already seeing a massive decline in birth rates. We're already seeing a massive decline in both males and females having a desire to even get married. There's a steep drop-off in both males and females even wanting to date. I know in the Christian community, I've talked to a lot of Christian leaders, and their concern is that young men would rather just stay at home and play video games than go on a date. And a lot of women are like, I would rather just go hang out with my girlfriends than put up with with some guys and a lot of their craziness and stuff. So we're already seeing this happen. Now, can you imagine if they're getting some sort of emotional, extra emotional support from ChatGPT or whatever the AI is? I already know a lot of people who have had major benefits, wonderful benefits from using ChatGPT or other AIs for mental health support when they may not be able to reach their therapist right away or something like this. That's fantastic. But if you're talking about having erotic text conversations and you're building this emotional dependency, like you're going to have your emotional support system be an AI and never have any want or desire to... Wow. Pensacola Morning News, Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Ross.